From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. It's crunch time for the Republicans vying to become the nominee to run against Democrat Michael Bennet in Colorado's U.S. Senate race. The primary race is still wide open, and when the mail ballots are counted on June 28th, each has a plausible shot of winning. Benza Berkland has more.
Republican primary voters have five candidates to choose from. And if that sounds like a lot, it's worth noting that earlier this year, the race had roughly a dozen candidates.
I could not pick a front runner. I couldn't even come close to picking a front runner.
That's political consultant Eric Sonderman. He says each brings something to the table. But
there is not a dominant figure in this race.
Colorado Springs businessman Robert Blaha is trying to run a less disciplined Donald Trump-style campaign. Former Aurora City Councilman Ryan Frazier has better name recognition in the Denver metro area and has done well in debates. El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn bills himself as the true constitutional pro-life conservative. Fort Collins businessman Jack Graham is the most moderate. And former state lawmaker John Kaiser has a strong resume and is an establishment favorite.
This is a pretty sleepy primary. As primaries go, all the Republican attention and all the oxygen has been taken up by the presidential race and the weirdness of that.
That's why Sonderman thinks the ultimate winner may only need about 30% of the vote. And the keys to winning?
I think number one is going to be money and advertising, who can get their name and message out there. Secondly, it will be who has a constituent base of support that they can mobilize.
The candidates tried to work that base during a recent debate hosted by KUSA Channel 9. Presidential politics caused some lively exchanges. Jack Graham came out forcefully against Donald Trump's statement that a federal judge was biased because of his Mexican heritage.
Based upon what he has said, he has lost my support. I've wanted different. I've wanted better. I was offended by what he said earlier about women, about Mexicans, about Muslims, how he handled the David Duke question.
Ryan Frazier also said he was offended and is not willing to back Trump until he received more information. While the other candidates didn't go that far, they still condemned the statement. Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says the race is especially hard to gauge because of the lack of recent campaign finance figures and polling. But he thinks the candidates will have to do something to stand out from each other.
When political figures take extreme stands or criticize candidates, it does get covered. I would be surprised if it did not get more contentious.
And that's already happening. Daryl Glenn said he wants more details on John Kaiser's military record as an intelligence officer in the Air Force. Here's an exchange between the two at a recent debate in Colorado Springs.
Mr. Kaiser, you have repeatedly stated that you have won a Bronze Star. You've repeatedly stated in each forum that you have personally have kicked in doors to be able to do that. What is on your write-up with the Bronze Star? Does it reference the fact that you that Bronze Star was associated with a software program?
Kaiser was awarded the Bronze Star when he was an intelligence officer in Iraq from 2006 to 2007. During the final moments of the debate, Kaiser responded to Glenn's charge that he just sat behind a desk. Kaiser says, in fact, he was personally involved in combat missions.
And we would find the world's most dangerous terrorists typically at night using the tactical advantage that we would have with things like night vision goggles, and we would apprehend them or kill them. It's pretty simple.
Kaiser has faced controversy over his signature petitions to get on the ballot. One of the people at the company he hired to collect names is now facing felony charges for allegedly forging signatures. Kyle Saunders says that could hurt Kaiser, even if he wasn't directly involved.
How he handled that, didn't have good optics.
But because the primary has largely flown under the radar, any missteps so far may have a smaller impact. Eric Sonderman says despite all the unknowns, one thing is certain. Whoever wins will face a tough race against Democrat Michael Bennet.
Here you have a presidential year, a more potent incumbent, and no one of Cory Gardner's stature or skill set running on the Republican side. If you're in Vegas, you still have to like Bennet's odds.
There's also the issue of Donald Trump and how his name at the top of the GOP ticket will impact down-ballot races such as this. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.